This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And yeah, there's a couple things we need to talk about tonight. one or two things. Obviously, the FBI raid, that news broke live last night. So, look, I had to go Journalist Jesse.
It's Journalist Jesse.
Maybe we'll have more breaking news tonight. I mean, who is more equipped to talk about that than me? And now that we've all had 24 hours to process it and see reactions from everybody, as you can imagine, I have many thoughts. Included in those thoughts are going to be why they did it. The real reason they did it. No, it's not what you've heard all day long from everyone else. No, I'll tell you the real reason they did it and who you should be extra mad at. And I'll give you a hint. It's not the FBI. We'll talk about that tonight. We'll talk about where we're going as a country federally, what we can do locally. We'll talk about New York being flooded still with illegal immigrants from Texas. We're going to talk about sending your child to Princeton, the Navy unable to lock down an aircraft on our aircraft carriers, and Christians being run out of sports. All that and much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to your emails and all these other things. But first, I know there's all these huge things going on in the world. I understand that. There's FBI raids in China and World War III and illegals. And I understand that. I've often found prioritizing helps me make sense of things. So I want to make sure I lead with the most important thing. What's the most important thing in the world? What's the most important thing in the world? Me being right all the time.
If it doesn't greatly concern you that America's federal law enforcement arm, America's spy agencies, America's FISA court, and America's media worked together to destroy somebody who had different political views than them, then frankly, you need to turn off the television, go live in the mountains somewhere, because you are an idiot and you are completely useless to what's coming. If we don't fix the fact that these organizations are now completely occupied by committed communists out to destroy Republicans, then nothing else matters, because they're just going to keep doing this again and again and again and again and again.
That was Jesse the Oracle Kelly from back in February. You see, who's been warning about this for a long time? Here's another one of me.
The most dangerous thing happening right now by a mile is the administrative state taking its guns and aiming them at the American people, aiming them at anyone on the right. They're out for you. They are. The administrative...
All right. But why did they do it? Because understand, it's not a small step. It's a gigantic step for a raid to happen on the president of the United States of America. Current or former, that's not something that has ever happened before. So why? Why'd they do it? Maybe you're sitting there screaming right now, oh my gosh, it's because the FBI is full of committed communist activists. Yes, that's true. That's true. Maybe you're saying it's the DOJ, Merrick Garland, and the people around him. They're committed communist activists. That's true. That's true. Still not why. Well, Joe Biden and the Joe Biden communists, they're committed, and that's why they're doing it. They're disgusting. They're evil. They're wrong. Yes, all that's true. That's very true. But it's not why. Would you like to hear why they're doing it? I'm going to play it for you. Maybe you'll remember this. But I have a couple examples of why they're doing it. Here's Exhibit A.
What happened to the president in the 2016 election and throughout the first 2 years of his administration was abhorrent. The proper investigative and prosecutive standards of the Department of Justice were abused in order to reach a particular result. We saw two different standards of justice emerge, one that applied to President Trump and the other that applied to everybody else. We can't allow this ever to happen again. And it will determine whether there were any federal laws broken And if there were, those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise.
Not going to be a tit-for-tat exercise, said Bill Barr. We're above all that, right? That's not who we are. We're above all that. Would you like to hear another soundbite of why? You want to know why? It's not Joe Biden. It's not the DOJ. It's not the FBI. Here's another great example of why.
Do you think the FBI, do you still believe and trust in the FBI to do its job, even with a former president, in a nonpartisan way? Or do you believe, as the former president says, that the FBI is executing a witch hunt?
And there's been lots of questions before this raid about whether or not the FBI is doing their job apolitical. And we don't know the answer to that question yet.
Senator Tim Scott, he doesn't know the answer to that question yet. I mean, look, let's wait for all the facts to come in. I go for walks every day with my sons. Well, not every day, to be honest with you, but I go for walks sometimes with my sons. If we walk by a yard and a dog runs out and bites one of my sons one day, we go back home, we get him patched up, and then we go out for another walk the next day, and that same dog comes out and bites one of my sons. Go home, get him patched up. And then the next day we go for a walk. And the next day we go for a walk. And the next day we go for a walk. And the same dog at the same yard keeps running out and biting one of my sons. At what point in time does it cease being the dog's fault and start being my fault? Why do they do this? Because we're above all that. That's not who we are. Or this is, I've heard it all day, so I know you've heard it all day, and I warned you last night this was coming. I've heard it all day on the radio. I've seen it all day on TV from the right, not from the left. You know what I've heard? This is such hypocrisy. Can you imagine, guys? Can you imagine if we did that? Can you imagine what the left would do? The communist is not scared of your accusations of hypocrisy. He doesn't care about double standards. He believes in double standards all the way. He's religiously committed to your total destruction. Religiously committed. You're not going to shame him out of it. You're not going to, hypocrites, guys, your way out of it. Why are Democrat members of Congress not being raided today? Judges. Go find your GOP judges to sign off on warrants in a red GOP county and go start kicking in doors with a warrant legally. Start putting GOP members of Congress on notice if they don't support such actions. The communist is never going to be scared, going to back off, going to slow down until he feels pain. You're not going to hypocrites his way out of it. I promise you, you're not. Either you start doing it back to them harder than they do it to you, or this never stops. The raid of Donald Trump's home isn't the end. They haven't even begun. This is but a taste of what is to come. These people will never stop. They will never back down. They will never back off. They will never get tired of attacking you over and over and over and over and over again until you make them afraid. Make them afraid. Stop being above all that. Stop being better than that. Go find your judges. Get a warrant so it's legal. Find your law enforcement agencies and start battering down doors and turning their houses upside down and making their families go hide in the corner while you tip their house upside down. Break open their safes. Confiscate their things. Subpoena them. Haul them in front of a judge. Start playing offense. And maybe you're sitting there saying to yourself, Jesse, I don't like that. Jesse, that makes me uncomfortable. Jesse, that sucks. I don't like that. That makes me uncomfortable. I think it sucks. I think this is an awful place to be as a country. An absolutely terrible place to be. It sickens me that this is where we are. But this is where we are. And I don't know about you. God never came to me and asked for a vote on which period of time I got to live in. This is the period I've been given. This is the hand we've been dealt. Either you want to get aggressive and play offense or get your butt back to the stands because you're a loser and you don't want to win the game. It is time to be strong. It is time to be aggressive. The days of low-T GOP, they have to stop. They have to stop now. You and I have to make these demands of our local reps, state reps. Forget about the useless idiots in Congress. Local, state, use what we have, the few institutions we have left, and attack. Low-T GOP has to end now. It does. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk so you're not low-T along with the rest of these daggone losers. All natural herbal supplements, I should point out. The most hardcore anti-communist company I've ever dealt with in my life. They have a male vitality stack. I take it every day. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural supplements. Not chemicals, not pharmaceuticals, not injecting yourself with things. Get a female vitality stack, ladies. Male vitality stack for the guys. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the whole store. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, fired up Tuesday. Why do they talk like this? Why do they act like this? Because they're not afraid of the right.
I mean, the reason I show up on these shows is because I believe so much in the rule of law. And what it signifies to me, the news yesterday, is the Justice Department is returning to its historical position as a law enforcement agency above politics, trying to do the right thing and enforce the laws when they're violated. And, you know, the best way I can put this is the reaction by the House GOP, which tweeted yesterday night. They said, quote, if they can do this to a former president, imagine what they can do to you, end quote. Yeah, exactly. That's called the rule of law. That's the department. That's its job, which is to do to you and me or the president or former president what should be done. It's the same yardstick for everyone. And, you know, I've shared with you.
We know it's not the same yardstick for everyone. Don't bother shouting hypocrisy. Don't bother pointing out that Hillary Clinton destroyed all kinds of evidence. Don't bother explaining that Hillary Clinton deleted emails that were already under subpoena. Don't bother pointing out hypocrisy because it does not affect the communist. You are assigning your value system to someone without your value system. By pretending that hypocrisy is going to somehow hurt him or sway him, it will not. This is a gigantic deal. Even David Axelrod says it's a big deal, even though he tries to excuse it at the end.
This has never been done before in the history of this country. And so the idea that they would raid the home of a former president and search the home of a former president is obviously as big as biggest stakes as you can have. And you know, Merrick Garland is a notoriously cautious person. He would not have authorized it unless they believed they had significant evidence that a crime had been.
Yes, Merrick Garland is famously a very, very cautious person. He would never use his office to go after anyone on the right. After all, it's not as if he got a letter from the teachers union and immediately mobilized the Federal Bureau of Investigation to go after concerned soccer moms who didn't want their kids learning transgender filth in school. No. Merrick Garland, he's a very calm guy. Now, maybe the scariest thing about all this isn't what happened. It's this stuff. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, I want you to listen to this.
The FBI has searched the home of the former president.
Yeah, well, I know nothing about it other than what I've read, like everybody else.
Chuck Schumer says he didn't know about it. But wait, it's more than just Chuck Schumer. Corinne Diversity Hire was asked today about it. Took the same route.
Is this administration weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents?
Peter, the president believes in the rule of law. The president believes in the independence of the Department of Justice. It's a yes or a no for you. I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question.
Here's Corinne Diversity Hire.
On a different topic, the FBI is serving a search warrant on the former president's residence in Florida. Was the president or anyone at the White House aware of that search warrant? Or has anyone at the White House or the president been briefed in the aftermath of that search warrant being executed?
No, the president was not briefed.
The scariest thing today is watching New York Senator Chuck Schumer, President Joe Biden, and all the rest of them claim that they didn't know. You know why that's the scariest thing? Because we know that they knew. There's no chance, and I do mean zero chance, that the home of the President of the United States of America is raided without President Joe Biden giving his approval. There's no way Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Senate, didn't know about this thing days before it happened. The fact that they're denying it tells you there most definitely is this shadow cabal working behind the scenes. Meanwhile, let's check in with our future Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and see how worried he is about the Federal Bureau of the Investigation turning into the Cheka.
What is your reaction to the FBI raid yesterday?
I'm here today to talk about the flood and recover from the flood.
Sir, you were in Western Kentucky in December.
Mitch McConnell couldn't even be bothered to offer up a comment on the raid of the President of the United States of America. You want to know how they play? While we're being above all that, while we're proning out hypocrisy, you want to know how they play? Well, maybe you've heard, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been sending busloads of illegal immigrants into New York City, which is something that seems pretty fair when you're talking about how compassionate you are. And every time they cite the inscription on the Statue of Liberty, give me your tired, your poor, your wretched masses. Well, the wretched masses are coming on in. But what's he do? Does Eric Adams sit up there and claim double standards? Does he sit up there and claim hypocrisy? No. This is how the communists fight.
I already called all of my friends in Texas and told them how to cast their vote. And I am deeply contemplating taking a busload of New Yorkers to go to Texas and do some good old-fashioned door knocking because we have to, for the good of America, we have to get them out of office.
How do the communists operate when they're under attack? Texas Governor Greg Abbott is attacking New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Does he stand up in front of the microphone and say, double standards, guys, and go back and hide? Eric Adams says, I'm going to start loading New Yorkers onto buses to go down and campaign against the guy who's attacking me, because they understand offense. They understand how to win. They are 100% committed. 100% committed to winning. Are we 100% committed to winning? Or do we want to maybe win a little as long as I can look good? I mean, we certainly don't want to do a tit for tat.
What happened to the president in the 2016 election and throughout the first 2 years of his administration was abhorrent. The proper investigative and prosecutive standards of the Department of Justice were abused in order to reach a particular result. We saw two different standards of justice emerge.
By the way, I'm going to let him keep going, but the funniest part is he lays out the two-tier justice system and wraps it up by saying he won't do anything about it. Man, that's the most low-T GOP thing ever.
One that applied to President Trump and the other that applied to everybody else. We can't allow this ever to happen again. And it will determine whether there were any federal laws broken, and if there were, those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise. We are not going to lower the standards just to achieve a result.
While we were being above all that tit-for-tat stuff, they were gathering up 30 FBI agents to kick in the door of Donald Trump. Tit-for-tat, you know what they call that? War. We are in a culture war right now. The future of the country is at stake. Please stop pointing out hypocrisy. Stop talking to me about the Constitution and tell me how legally you're going to make the communists fear and pain. You're going to make them feel fear and pain. How? Otherwise, I'm not interested. It is the the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Just got one or two things in the news. In the meantime, let's check in with the Commander-in-Chief, see how he's doing.
Manufacturing, the backbone of our economy, was hollowed out. We let semiconductor manufacturing go overseas. And as a result, today, we barely produce 10% of the semiconductors. Excuse me, despite being the leader in chips design as well as research. And as we saw during the pandemic, when factories that make these chips shut down, the global economy comes to a screeching halt, driving up costs for families and everyone, not just here, but around the world. One-third of the core inflation last year was due to the higher price for automobiles. and a shortage of...
We're doing great. Look. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to, I mean, you remember, I don't have to remind you, New York Senator Chuck Schumer, this is Chuck Schumer from back in 2017, flat out warning.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but I, from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Do you think he has an agenda to try to dismantle parts of the intelligence community? I mean, this form of taunting hostility.
Whether you're a super liberal Democrat or a very conservative Republican, you should be against dismantling the intelligence community.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer flat out warning what was coming. And now it came. Which leads me to another very interesting development, because there's been a ton of talk about the DOJ and FBI, especially for the past 24 hours, by myself included. But no one's talking about the judge, or I should say more people aren't talking about the judge. I'm just going to pause for a minute. Let's rewind back to Donald Trump being spied on by the FBI. The FBI had to get a warrant for that, FISA warrant. Signed off by a judge. Okay? All right, that's really bad. Now let's talk about something else. You do remember billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, right? The guy who was sex trafficking women all across the globe. You do remember Bill Gates had to answer for his association with him. Not that that's important. You remember we have an ABC reporter caught on camera saying that she, quote, had Clinton when it comes to tying him to Epstein. So let's just be honest. Billionaire pedophile who hauled card-carrying Democrats around the world with underage women. That Jeffrey Epstein? And maybe, just maybe, you remember Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in a New York jail. Do you remember that? You do remember that, right? Oh, Chris, do you have Bill Gates? Yeah, please play that.
Is there a lesson for you, for... anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Okay, that's a little bit creepy. Well, I should point out, totally unrelated to that, by the way, I should point out, if you believe Epstein didn't kill himself, and, I mean, honestly, the cameras malfunctioned and the guards took a nap, be serious. But if you believe Epstein didn't kill himself, that means... someone killed him. I mean, I hate to make this too simple, but if Epstein didn't kill himself, that means someone else had him killed. And it's probably worth keeping in mind, whoever killed Jeffrey Epstein is a human being capable of murder in order to protect himself. Something to keep in mind. Anyway, what, Chris, would you play that again real quick? Totally unrelated to what I just said, but just real quick. I thought this is an interesting soundbite when you think about that.
Is there a lesson for you, for... anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Anyway, why would I be bringing all that up? Headline. Judge who signed off FBI raid on Trump represented Epstein's workers. Bruce Reinhart is his name. The guy who flew Jeffrey Epstein around, you know, pilot. Staff members, yeah, this guy represented those people. This guy is an Obama guy. This guy is really bad news. This guy made the raid on the president of the United States of America a legal thing. Now, let's rewind back to what I said in the very beginning of the show. Are you finally ready yet to send your judges in? To have your judges sign off on them? Well, if you're not, maybe you don't actually want it to stop. And look, maybe that's a question we have to ask ourselves. Maybe you should ask it. Maybe I should ask it. Do you want to look good and look upright and look very moral as you lose your country? Or do you want to be a little uglier and maybe win your country back? Because I will tell you something. We have this movie view of things like wars, actual wars. We have this movie view of the good guy, you know, the good guy, he always looks like Captain America, right? Looks like a movie star, perfect teeth. He says, yes, ma'am, and no, sir. He never cusses, of course. Never gets a tattoo. In real life, the guys who fight your wars for you, they're rough men. They speak in rough ways. And they kill people a lot. Now, I don't want you to kill anybody, but I'm telling you, if you think there's an easy way out of it, if you think there's a polite way out of this thing, man, do you have another thing coming. We cannot live and let live our way out of it, which brings me to this email. Jesse, you repeatedly state that nonviolence is the way to go, and I generally agree. But Dems will have us all disarmed and jailed for our views if we allow it. Now Mar-a-Lago raided. All by a weaponized Dem-supporting communist FBI. At some point, we will have a very violent civil war against these corrupt leaders or we will lose it all. I'm surprised no leaders have yet been harmed. What say you? I say nonviolent is the only way to go. Nonviolent and legal. Just because we don't have the FBI doesn't mean we don't have things available to us. We have tons of things available to us. Headline, Anthony Sabatini, he's part of the Florida legislature, calls on the Florida legislature to sever all ties with the Department of Justice. By the way, I'm going to interview him tonight on my show, on my TV show on The First TV, 9 o'clock Eastern it comes on if you want to hear what he has to say. We have state power. We have local power. We have our own judges. We have our own sheriffs. No, we don't have the federal government. And I'm going to get into where we're going. I mean, to be frank, I don't want to give away the farm here. I don't necessarily think there's any coming back from this. I don't think you can put Humpty Dumpty back together again when you're kicking in the door of the former president. That genie doesn't go back in the lamp, all right? That's what I think. But there's still so many pockets of good in this country that can be salvaged. And we haven't lost every institution, even though we've lost tons of them. Nonviolent. Keep your butt out of jail. Let's do this aggressively, but legally. Look, if the day ever comes, and I pray to God it doesn't, where some civil war does happen here, and I really don't want that, you'll know, all right? Trust me, you don't have to kick it off. Nonviolent. Legal. And if the civil war does kick off, make sure you bring ammunition. Make sure you bring water. Make sure you bring food. Make sure you bring your MyPillow Percal sheets in case it gets hot at night, because that might take place in the South in the summertime. And let me tell you what, when you're in combat, you sweat a lot. I used to sweat a lot in Iraq, and you know what I didn't have? Percal sheets from MyPillow, because they're breathable. They're summer sheets. They're breathable. I hate waking up in my own sweat. Best freaking thing I've ever bought was two sets of Percal sheets. Get two sets, by the way, so you always have one on the bed while the other one's in the wash. And get them quickly because the supplies are limited on this sale. Screaming deal right now. Queen size set, normally $89.98, now it's $39.98. Get your Percal sheets now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're out driving around. That's fine. You can call 800-845-0544. Just tell them Jesse told you to call. Percal Sheets. Go now.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, if you're watching on the simulcast, that was me jamming on the air drums to Phil Collins as it came back. Remember, if you want to watch me do the show, You can. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. You got to pay for the simulcast, but man, I would pay to watch me, Chris. What a privilege. What, Chris? What a privilege it must be to watch me. Look, they're defending it.
Member of Congress Dan Bishop.
I want you to listen. I want you to listen very closely, by the way, to how they defend it. Listen. Listen to the undercurrent of threats and just make sure you remember everything you're seeing right now. It's the weaponization of all your institutions against you. Do I need to remind you? New York AG Letitia James has a criminal probe into Donald Trump as we speak. I mean, everyone's focusing right now on the DOJ and the FBI and the raid and things like that. You understand Letitia James is not backing off of this, right? And I believe, and I've always believed this, I believe Letitia James backed out of the governor's race because she cut a deal that she gets Chuck Schumer's Senate spot when he leaves. I believe part of that deal, again, I don't have intel on this, I believe part of that deal was she agrees to do everything she can to take out Donald Trump. Pay very close attention to Letitia James. While you're thinking about that, listen to this.
Member of Congress Dan Bishop of North Carolina said, quote, Republicans must smash the FBI into a million pieces. How concerned are you with rhetoric like that from a member of Congress? And tell us how the FBI plans these types of searches, especially in this climate. One thing is that they were not uniform with those jackets with the yellow lettering of FBI on them. Apparently, they said out of respect to the former president.
Yeah, I would say they definitely took a lot of caution on this one that they would probably not take.
Just pause real quick. Listen to them congratulating each other on the caution they used as they sent 30 federal agents into the president's home to tear through his things. They're congratulating each other. Listen, remember this. Remember this. These communists and their minds, that was gentle. 30 federal agents show up at your house right now, show you a warrant, walk into your home, and they rip your house apart. As they're walking out, you're thinking, you dirty tyrants. As they're walking out, they're thinking, man, I was so nice to that person. You better understand the kind of people you're dealing
with. In most other situations, I think the first thing is, one, they didn't notify a lot of people until the last minute. The second is, in terms of how they dress, we tend to think of these TV scenarios, whether you see large raids where they go through with many FBI agents, definitely not the case yesterday. They tried to keep it very limited in scope. I think the more dangerous trend, which really goes to what Ben was talking about, is the demonization of law enforcement over the years. It's a little bit odd to watch them be pro-law enforcement at the same point talking about attacking law enforcement. FBI is part of law enforcement. Separately, when you look at the violent rhetoric, the more violent rhetoric there is, the more of the chance of what's known as stochastic terrorism. Whereas the larger the audience, the larger the crowd, the higher the number of threats, the more probable it is that a random actor, a lone actor, will actually reach out and pursue violence under this auspices. And I think that's the big concern, at least at this point. I would also like to note just that there is a foreign element to this. We've seen in the case of the COVID-19 lockdowns, January 6th, election 2020, whether it's Russia, Iran, or China using cell phones or social media to try and incite conflict. You see this whenever crowds are really worked up. It's a great opportunity for a foreign power to really just put a pinprick in there and really push someone towards violence.
You see, you're a violent domestic terrorist extremist, and you're under the control of a foreign power. Every single thing is simply an effort to weaponize all of our institutions against you. Everything has been with that aim. That's why the feds did January 6th. We know that now. We have the interviews when they're asking the FBI, just how many informants were there in the crowd? And we got the, no comment guy. That's why we have, on top of Ray Epps, several people who were instigating on camera, and they're not under arrest while other people are rotting in jail. Why? Because the federal government wanted January 6th to happen. Why? Because they wanted the authority and ability to weaponize their federal law enforcement arm against you. And please do not ignore this Letitia James thing in New York. This is something that is not going away. It is coming. that is coming for Donald Trump. All right, we gotta change subject. I might even end up taking phone calls later. Don't call now. Don't bother calling now. I've got other things. I need things to get off my. I have other things I want to talk about. It's been too much. It's been too many White House raids and everything else. It's too ugly out there. Speaking of ugly, I don't think I have to point out to you the violence level in America as a whole right now. Drug problems, mental health problems, all made worse from the COVID stuff. Criminals being turned loose from jail. Do you have something in your physical possession that will allow you to stop a bad person from hurting you? Does your wife, does your mother, father, daughter, son, look, you don't have to go out and get them a weapons arsenal. Go out and get them a hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun. Shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They explode on contact, and that hurts, and then they get the chemical pepper cloud that is debilitating. It has already saved lives. It saved the lives of my listeners already. This thing means a lot to me. Anyone can use it. Has a laser sight on it. You point and squeeze. I don't care. Look, maybe you hate guns. Maybe that's not your thing. Fine. Get a hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun. Grab a hero arrow while you're there. I love this thing. It shoots the double barrel gel blast at them. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Go to hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. Dear Jesse, I'm a financial advisor at one of the biggest banks in the country. I'm not going to say the bank because I don't want to risk anything on this guy. It's subtle, but I'm required as part of my advising process to offer the ESG model to clients. The model openly admits to higher fees and lower expected returns. You're out of your gourd if you think I'm letting my clients choose that nonsense. I just wanted to assure you, that there are those of us within the big banks who are resisting the ESG revolution and still value the individual over the faceless collective. Praise God for that. And speaking of big, please give me a step-by-step process of your perfect burger, at least while on the grill, so I can impress the wifey. He said Godspeed, and I'm not going to use his name, protect this guy's job. Chris, how long has it been since I've given out the burger recipe? How long has it been? Was it recent? Is it too recent to give it out again? It probably was. Find out how recent it was. If it was within the last 3 months, I'm not giving it out again. Because you have to go comb through it and listen. And go listen or watch. I've done it on TV. I've done it on radio. If it wasn't within the last 3 months, I'll give out my burger recipe again. All right? All right. Get to some more emails. Jesse, who appointed Christopher Wray? People need to know. Trump appointed his own nemesis. Why can't we have this conversation? Trump did nothing to clean house in D.C. Fool me once, as they say it. I oppose Trump from his political right. I actually want someone who will tear down the administrative state. Trump didn't touch it. He says I can say his name. His name is Matt. That's fair to a point. To a point. Did you fully understand the depth of corruption within the administrative state when Trump got elected? Full disclosure, I didn't. And I'm the Oracle, Chris. No, seriously, I didn't know it was that bad. Yes, Trump's hiring and firing is a disgrace. Yes, Trump does have to own appointing Christopher Wray. It was Trump who appointed him. That's true. However, it doesn't matter. Look, you always have to do the pros and cons with everybody. So let's do some pros and cons with Trump. Maybe he's your guy. Maybe he's not your guy. You consider this a con? I don't. I'll explain in a second.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.